This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour of the Wendy's Big Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola, filling in again for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who will be back from vacation on Monday. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, and also the Packer Hall of Fame safety and finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, as we try to get him in for next year's class. A lot to get to here in the 4 o'clock hour. We will talk to Ryan
next
Wood.
Next year's class is going to be down in Florida, ain't it?
Tampa.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Ryan Wood. Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He will be joining us at 4:48 as we get the latest from 12:65. And then we'll get another update from 12:65 as Mike Clemens will join us at 5:35. So a lot to get to. We got Great Lakes Dragaway pick a lane at 5 as well. So a jam-packed final couple of hours here on the Wendy's Big Show. But what we like to do every Friday here on all of our shows is we like to do a Top 5 Friday. So we were doing some thinking. We put our thinking caps on, and what we came up with was top five board games or card games, stuff you do with your family, stuff you do with your friends, things you do when you're bored. That's what we're doing, because after all, it's been a very crazy time we've been living in, and for a lot of us, we have had to spend more of our time at home than normal, and so maybe you've brought out one of those board games and blew the dust on, said, hey, we haven't played this in a while, or hey, we haven't played this in a while. Plus, you're trying to find things to do with your kids. So it just seems appropriate. Let's do top five board games / card games. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057FMTheFan and also Facebook.com/1057FMTheFan. Now, I'll be interested to hear what Gary and Leroy have for their top fives, and I also wonder if there'll be auxiliary lists, because the last couple
of times, you know, there's auxiliary lists always
because the last couple of times I've filled in on this show, I have heard the auxiliary list from Gary Ellerson. So Gary, I will start with you. Give me your true top five board games / card games, whatever you got. Go.
How you missed that, Mr. Pye? Joe, you know what I'm gonna do here? This is my top five board games for me.
Okay.
Maybe for me growing up, not necessarily playing with my kids, but this is the top five games I liked for myself when I was growing up, okay?
All right.
And I'm sure in the pandemic, a lot of people brought out the board games and had to play a little bit more with the kids than they would normally do. But what's your top five? Here's my top five, Joe. Number five, Life.
The game of life?
Yeah,
life. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Gary.
Life.
Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, why are you starting?
Number four, Operation.
Classic.
That's a good one.
I thought I was going to be a doctor growing up, Leroy. You know, you had to put the things in the holes and
yeah,
stuff like that.
That's right.
And you had can't that little, get, what that little thing you had, Leroy?
Can't never get that wishbone.
Couldn't never get a wishbone out, Leroy. You had a little tweezer go off on the side.
No, mine didn't have no battery, so we had to just say it when you touched it.
Huh?
We ain't had no battery, so when you touch it, we'll just make the noise. Go ahead. What's number three, man?
Number three, Sorry. Did you guys have that game, Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
I haven't played Sorry in a long time.
Love that game growing up, man. Number four, Monopoly. Everybody play Monopoly, right?
Classic.
Which way you going, man?
No,
you
I'm sorry. Number
five, is that two?
Number yes. two. I okay. messed up.
All right.
It's all
number
good.
Two. Number what's two, number Monopoly. One? And number one, Leroy, is checkers. Now, checkers for me, probably not be like checkers for you people.
What you mean, you people?
Well, Leroy, my granddaddy got some of that plywood because we couldn't afford to buy it. You know, we were poor. So my granddaddy got some of that plywood and made a checker bowl out of it. Cut checker squares bowl. And everything. And then we used the bottle tops from the sodas.
Okay.
For your actual checkers. So
Neon the checkerboard,
yeah, the checkerboard was a piece of plywood that my granddaddy made and cut everything out, colored them in, color-coded everything in.
Now, did y'all play with the board on both of y'all knees?
Yes, sir, Leroy. You know you sit right down on both your knees. You know how you do it, Roy. So you got a chair, because the board is big, big board now.
Chair.
You got your chair on each side, and the board span across both people's knees. And we did it with, and I don't know if people did it like this, but we did it with bottle tops. Now, I don't know how y'all play checkers, Leroy, but when we got down at checkers, you know, my granddad used to say, cane me,
right.
Now, I don't know if y'all played like that, but when you got that cane, you put another top on top of that top, and that cane had to run of the board, had to run of the board.
He can get trapped too, though.
Yeah, if you got a real smart player, you can trap him.
I give up one to take you.
Leroy, did y'all play jumping backwards too?
Always jump backwards.
Yeah.
I ain't playing no chess. That's for smart people.
Joe, so number five, life. Okay. Number four, operation. Number three, sorry. Number two, Monopoly. Number one, checkers. My first board game.
All right. All right, so Leroy Butler, what do you have?
Number five for me was Bid West, because I had signals with my partner. It was basically my wife. Game.
Which one, Leroy?
The new one. The new and improved one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know I play Bid West?
What?
Y'all got a kitty and all that?
Everything. We definitely play with the kitty.
Oh, yeah,
if you and me walk on the north side, you know about that kitty.
You got to play with the kitty, guys.
Joe, white folks may not know about Bid West. I apologize.
Well, and the kitty, Leroy.
Yeah, y'all may not know about that. And then another one, number four was Spades. Another card game, Joe. Number three.
I never played Spades.
Are you playing Bid West and Spades with the kids, Leroy? No.
They not play Spades, but they don't play Bid West.
Okay.
No, I ain't teaching them that. Because I don't want them to be arguing when they get to college. Bid West make people want to fight, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Number three was Family Feud, and we played that with Gina Della. She had us, so me and Gary was very good. But
Wait, Family Feud actually has like a board
it has
game?
A game.
It's a game.
They do have a board game.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a game, but you could play it on your TV, too, with Apple TV, and it's really fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Number two is Uno.
Uno.
Yeah, I'm a good Uno player. Don't ask me how. It's a way you can. My nephew taught me a way how to allegedly get around some of the rules.
Way harder.
And number one is Monopoly, of course.
Leroy, I want you to give me another list, because I don't like that one.
Why not?
I want you to give me a Duval kind of list.
No, them ain't going to make it.
Them ain't?
Yeah, them ain't going to make it.
So no auxiliary list?
Nah, not from down south. You don't want that list.
No.
Y'all ain't never heard. Y'all ain't never heard those dog games.
You start talking about all this other kind of stuff. Huh? Give now me that Duval.
I had to play some of the kids in quarantine.
Huh?
I ain't going to do that. Nobody ain't going to know what I'm talking about but the people on the north side.
Well, it's okay. Yeah.
We're doing top five board games / card games. What have you guys been doing during the pandemic? What are your top five of all time? 414-799-1250. We'll get to my top five. We'll get to Gary Ellerson's auxiliary top five. We'll get to Dan Plucker's top five. And if Leroy wants an feels like putting together an auxiliary top five.
Because I got my Wisconsin top five, too. That last top five I gave you was my daughter, Connie. My hometown, Albany, Georgia. That was my top five. Now
right.
Give you my
Wisconsin. You got a different
one. I give
you
my Wisconsin top five.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this, and we want to hear
and
from
I
you
got
guys
educated.
As well. And if you can't call in, tweet at us at 105.7 FM The Fan or Facebook.com/105.7 FM The Fan. As the Wendy's Big Show rolls on, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. Many different ways you can listen to us, consume us, however you want. Of course, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM. We are on the AM dial if people still listen to AM radio. Yes, the AM dial. And also on the freeradio.com app, just download.
I like that free radio, cuz.
Find 105.7 FM The Fan, not the 105.7 in Baltimore. Make sure you're looking at the right city. Look for the Milwaukee one. And then favorite us, and you're good. And then you can listen to us wherever you go in the country. Mm-hmm. It's really, really neat. And if you missed any part of today's show, just go to 1057fmthefan.com, the fan on demand section, where you can listen back to any of it. But we will reset the big topics discussed on today's big show during Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock. Ryan Wood at 4:48 as we get the latest from the Packers. So a lot of stuff coming up here on the show. I'm Radio Joe alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler asking you guys at 414-799-1250 your top five board games and or card games, whatever you've been playing over the years.
My daughter don't play Scrabble, but I don't like that. That's boring.
You know, I'm a late bloomer to Scrabble because I've really never played it. No, I've actually enjoyed it. It is fun, and it's very relaxing, and I'm not really good at it because I'm not really clever with words. I don't really have a great vocabulary. Some people like to brag about how they can use all these like great big words in what they say every
right.
day. I'm very simple. I'm very black and white.
And
so,
I don't even know how backgammon go. I don't even know how they made that game up.
Never played backgammon, ever. Ever.
Leroy, y'all ain't played backgammon at Florida State?
No, I don't even know how it go. I don't even know what it means. I don't know how you. Well, I don't know nothing about it.
Wouldn't know where to start. Yeah,
that's on my auxiliary list.
Well, hold
on.
Hold on with the auxiliary list.
Yeah, I didn't learn how to play it until I got in college, though. That's my Wisconsin list.
Hold on with the auxiliary list. We'll get to it. Hold on. I'm going to do my top five. I also want to get Dan's top five. We got some callers on hold too that want
to
get on.
Let's get to some callers, Joe.
Well, let me get through my top five. Let me do it.
Go ahead.
Number five, Uno.
Uno.
Love Uno.
I'm great Uno player.
I should play against you in Uno sometime, Leroy.
Not a cheat, though, so be careful. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Number four is Battleship.
I love
Battleship. Because you can just get so creative with the little pegs and, okay, all right. I don't know what the kids are playing with these days. They might have made some modifications.
You.
But back in my day, it was just
people.
Right, just two people, one-on-one.
Okay.
Number three for me is chess.
I don't know how to play chess.
Chess is fun. Chess involves
that don't
a lot
look
of
like a song.
It involves a lot of brain power though, and it's very easy to screw up and let the other guy just take full control. But I've always enjoyed chess. Monopoly for me comes in at number two. Mm-hmm. Legendary game, and it is a lot of fun, but a lot of times it can take forever to
takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the only issue with Monopoly, but it's still one of my favorites. And then number one for me, I have a card game, and that's Texas Hold'em Poker.
Okay.
And I, back in the day when I was like, you know, 15, 16, 17, that's when poker really blew up in this country because you had Chris Moneymaker. He won the World Series of Poker. He was an absolute nobody.
Yeah, poker was big in the 90s.
Yeah,
too,
and he just inspired all these people to, hey, come and play poker. And
so
the World Series of Poker would get more and more entries every year. And what used to be a tournament, you know, like the main event had like a couple hundred people. It now has nearly 7,000 people. I think one year they had up to 10,000 people.
Yeah.
But that was the thing. Everyone was playing poker back then. So I used to have like poker parties at my house where some of my buddies would come over and we would do just, we would play poker for a few bucks. And it was so much fun. I never have the opportunity because I don't go to casinos often, but if I had some time and I had a little bit more money, I would love to just go to a casino and play poker for a little bit because I do love the game. I love Texas
Hold'em. Do you get a pull out of the pot when you have it at your house to pay for stuff?
You're
supposed to get 10% of every pot.
I mean, we've done some very basic things where it's just a buy-in. And then, you know, if we got six guys playing, then, you know, the top two will cash out and that's how it'll work. But again, poker's a game like Monopoly that can go on for a very, very long time, depending on how things are going and how guys are kind of using their strategy. But the first time I ever played poker in a casino, I won $300. So that was really cool because I didn't know how that would go. But, yeah, that's my top five. So number five is Uno. Number four is Battleship. Number three is Chess. Two, Monopoly. And number one, Texas Hold'em Poker. What say you guys? 414-799-1250. Let's go to Ted in South Milwaukee. Ted, what do you have for your top five favorite board games, card games?
Gentlemen, what an honor to speak to Mr. Gary Ellerson and Mr. Leroy Butler.
How's it going, my
brother? Number five is Checkers. Number four is Monopoly. Number three is Battleship. Number two is Sheep's Head. Number one is the Royal Game, Chess.
You say Sheep's Head?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my friends used to play that at Florida State.
Man, nobody played Sheep's Head at Florida State.
Yes, they did.
No, they did, Leroy.
Yes, they did.
That's the Wisconsin-Minnesota-Michigan game.
They did.
Who played Sheep's Head at Florida State? That's an up north game, man.
Well, you act like students didn't go to Florida State from up north.
Man, not in your dorm room they did.
The first time I heard
Duval
Sheep's
County.
Head, it was a kid from...
Ain't nobody from Duval County playing Sheep's Head. They
he was from Opa-locka.
He
was from Opa-locka. He's from Opa-locka.
Ain't nobody in Opa-locka playing Sheep's Head, man. Yeah. You need to stop. Stop
People
with
hustle,
that, Roy.
Man. When you're a hustler, you play everything.
Stop with that.
I'm telling you. I ain't never played, but they used to play sheep. I said, what y'all play with, man? We played Sheep's Head.
Man, I ain't never heard no sheep head till I came up here. I thought like they had sheeps in the back and counting heads or something.
No,
you know?
Man. I learned Jenga up here, but I don't know that game.
Leroy, that's another one on my auxiliary list.
I ain't play that till I got up here.
No. All right, just save the auxiliary list
for
1 second.
Take another phone call.
All right, let's go to Trav and Brown Deer. Trav, you're next up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Let's see if Trav got five. Trav, you got five?
Yeah.
Come on with it, Trav.
Come on with it, Trav.
Monopoly won. Man, yes, you know, when I was a kid, Battleship was great, but Monopoly won.
Yeah.
If you got all the pieces.
Dominoes.
Oh, Domino.
Leroy and Gary, right?
Yep.
This generation, you got to get, score 10 on board before you get.
That's right.
And they don't come.
That's right, Trav. You got to put 10 down. You can't get on with 5. I'm with you.
The store takes my nickels, right? Every point counts.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Casino.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of people play Sorry. Kids play Sorry.
Fifth one.
There you go, Gary.
No,
it ain't Sheepshead's, is it?
No,
Connect
that
Four. Connect Four.
Connect Four.
I'm older, by the younger generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon is the best Connect Four player in the world. That guy's amazing.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Drew.
Nobody can beat him in Connect Four. That guy's amazing.
All right, Dan Plucker is on the other side of the glass. Let's get his top five, and then we'll get to Gary's auxiliary list. Dan, what do you got?
All right, number five, which it seems like it's a popular one. Maybe we should all play it together sometime. Uno.
Yes.
I love Uno.
Man.
Uno's a great game.
Uno is amazing.
Number four, I have Poker. Three, I have Euchre, which is kind of similar to Sheep's Head. It's a little bit different. It's like the Michigan version of Sheep's Head.
You gotta explain that to me.
A little bit of different rules. It's a lot of fun. I played it with my parents, and I always watch them play it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know. That's why it's one of my favorites now. Two, I have Ticket to Ride, which is a newer board game.
Never played
It's a lot of fun.
Never played that either.
It's a strategy game. I'm really into strategy board games.
Does it involve the Beatles?
No, it does not.
Okay.
And number one, Settlers of Catan.
What?
You've never heard of Settlers of Catan?
No,
ask Ryan Horvat. We were talking about it earlier. It's a great game.
Settlers
Leroy played. Leroy used to play Settlers of Catan at Florida State.
I don't know what that is.
In Duval County. That's where they used to play it at.
My brother-in-law named Jatan. I don't know about that.
Y'all used to play that.
No, I don't know about that.
So all right, the moment you've all been waiting
bridge.
For.
You got any more
bridge.
Phone calls, Joe? Nobody calling in or no?
No, that's it.
You got the flow, Garrett.
Well, hold on here.
Wait a minute.
Fat Charlie tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Charlie.
Number five, Risk. Number four,
Risk.
Monopoly. Number three, Cards Against Humanity. That's a very dirty game, but I love it. Number two is Labyrinth.
Uh-huh.
And number one is Sequence.
Yeah.
Clue?
Yeah.
Clue isn't on the list. Scott tweets, no, I don't even know what that is. I'll just keep going. How about Jeremiah? He tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bullfrog.
Number five, Clue. Number four, Garbage. Number three, Monopoly. Two, Uno. And one, Cribbage.
Yeah, Cribbage. That's another one.
And Tim also tweets at 105.7 FM.
Leroy, did you play Cribbage at Florida State?
No, I played Payday.
In Duval County?
Duval County. They played Cribbage.
No, we don't play. No, we can't spare.
Tim tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Number five, Cribbage. Number four, Clue. Number three, Rummy 500.
Rummy get you now. That Rummy 500, Leroy.
Not just Rummy, Rummy 500.
That. Yeah.
Life, number two, and Scrabble, number one.
I ain't messing with Scrabble.
All right, so here's the drum roll, the moment you've all been waiting for here on the big show. Gary Ellerson's auxiliary top
this
five.
This is my Wisconsin auxiliary list.
Wisconsin.
The games I learned here when I got to Wisconsin.
That means these all white people games he finna give you.
Number five,
allegedly.
Udo.
What? Told you.
Mm-hmm.
Number five,
no,
Uno.
That may be brothers. That may be brothers on that one.
Number four, chess. They learned how to play chess I got in college.
Yep.
Okay.
Number three, bags or cornhole.
That's
definitely Wisconsin.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I got my own set, Leroy. Leroy, you see my Instagram page?
No.
Y'all go check me out on Instagram, Gary Ellison. Check my Instagram out. I got my own bag set with my bucket badge here, my number. Go check it out and like
man,
that.
Man, some guy bought me, so I'm still in the studio.
Yeah, I know it is. Don't worry about it. You got that stuff on now. You might want to leave it there. But Leroy, I got my own big set.
What stuff you talking about, man?
I got my own set, Leroy, my own bags. I got my bucket badge. Go on my Instagram, Gary Ellison. Look at my Instagram.
All right, go
I got
ahead.
My bag, the picture of my bags in my car.
Okay, go ahead.
And number two, Jenga.
Yeah, Jenga's good.
Yeah, Jenga's fun.
Yeah, I ain't know about no Jenga till I got up here. And number one, backgammon. We used to have backgammon tournaments when I was at Wisconsin.
I don't know. I played no
college.
Backgammon.
Never played backgammon.
You tell Joe Wazzaro. Everybody had their own board, cuz.
I'd like to learn.
How go.
Yeah.
Some games I don't want to learn how to do.
That's my auxiliary list. That's my Wisconsin list.
Whoa, Rory McIlroy, what are you doing? Jeez.
Well, what's Tiger doing?
You see that ball sail? Whoa.
Stay out that sand and stay out that rough, because you won't have a chance.
What's Tiger doing?
He just hit it in the dirt.
Look like Tiger hitting behind the ball right now. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, I mean, he had that great approach shot at the first hole and then couldn't make
that
the putt.
That was it. Yeah. No.
Wonder if it's in his head. Oh, look at that ball carry. See, yeah, PGA Championship going on right now, and that's looking forward to watching that. I got Brewers tonight. I got PGA Championship to watch.
Joe, you playing tomorrow? You say you going to Brightondale? Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow morning. Yeah, Kenosha
what
County
time?
Open. I tee off at 9.
That's too early.
So you get that by what, 7:30?
7:30. Well, that's the thing. Like, they're driving. There's only so many spots at their driving range. So I kind of got all my work in today. So
put your mask on and squeeze in between some folks.
I even thought about this. I thought about getting there at 6 a.m. and playing 9 holes on the red course.
That's not.
So you're trying to weigh yourself out.
Huh?
Joe, it's not a bad. No, Joe Young, man. Joe Young.
No, don't
man.
Do that, Joe. You're gonna waste shots. Don't waste
Joe
shots.
Young, no, man, Joe ain't worried about Joe. Joe Young guy, cuz.
Okay, all right, go on out there if you want to and waste all them good shots.
No, I might be. Maybe I'm wait. Maybe I'm Joe getting rid of the bad man. Shots early.
Yeah, you're throwing them out, Joe. You're trying to figure out how the course laying and all that kind of stuff, Joe.
He can look at that on his phone in the app and show you a whole everything.
I kind of know how Brightondale goes.
Well, sometimes it can be different, Joe.
Sure, sometimes it can be different.
Depends on if it rain or not. Depends on before to get any rain.
Well, no, there's no rain. In fact, this weekend is going to be really nice. Really nice. Nice. Yeah.
Really?
Really. Really, really. Yes.
All right. You say so, Joe.
All right. So so there you go. That's our top five. We can get back into this during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane after the top of the hour, really. We'll be doing that in like 20 minutes or so.
Joe, can I talk about my good friends?
You know what, Gary? Yes. Please talk about your good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
At Pella Windows and Doors?
Yeah, you do that.
Because they're absolutely, I tell you what, man, my girl Gina Della, they're awesome at what they're doing. I should tell you right now, if you guys buy windows and doors somewhere else, you're getting robbed. You need to go see my good friends at Pella Windows. Yeah, all the air coming through. Money going out the window. You need to go on over and see my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Guys, they're just so great. They had a great run last month, and they decided to extend the offer that they had last month. And they're going to extend the 2-week sale.
To the 15th.
In fact, the more you buy, the more you can save now through August 15th during the extended 2-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Those are the kind of people that we're dealing with, guys. Great folks. Want to make sure you save all the money that you can in this pandemic. Now, the folks, they just try to take care of people. That's what I like about Gina Della, my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors. Guys, but this offer is going to end Saturday, August 15th. The more you buy, the more you can save now through August 15th during the extended 2-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, guys. What do you say, Leroy?
I told Joe, you'd be taking a breath. He thought you was done.
No, guys. Only need windows, or then choose 48 months, no interest, and 5 months, no first payment instead. Talk about extra credit. They got it. Guys, like I said before, this offer ends Saturday, August 15th. So stop into your nearby showroom or Pella Experience Center or set your free consultations today at PellaWI.com.
All right, other side of the break, the NFL has... the deadline for the opt-out date has come and gone, but should the NFL try to be a little bit more flexible and keep things open for players with all this COVID-19 stuff going on? We'll talk about that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story, brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Well, it is a Friday coming up on a Friday night. Could go for a Beauforting beer and hit the spot. Wendy's Big Show continues here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Sparky will be back on Monday. So the buzz of the day, we just saw the NFL opt-out deadline come and gone. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
So now this is really how it works. Players can still opt out only if they test positive for COVID-19 or if they have family members that test positive for COVID-19, and thus they would have a reason to opt out and be with their family and care for them. Mm-hmm. So the question is, though, should the NFL maybe extend that out to give players who are maybe still having a little second thoughts about playing this season, should they still maybe extend that out instead of already just putting the deadline yesterday? Gary, I want to get your thoughts on this first. What do you think about it?
Well, no, I think they did right. I mean, they got to try to start a season. The guys got to set their roster. So you just got to figure out who's in and who's not. I mean, of course you want everybody to play, but the guys that don't want to play, then they should not be able to play, and those guys should know that. You just cannot allow these guys to come into camp and then decide, well, you know what, I want to go home. I mean, you right. got to – because I think they start – well, the Packers are going to start, what, next Saturday?
What are they doing?
I think that's what I heard. So, I mean, so you got to have everything in place. You need to know where everybody is going to be. I mean, I'm sure it's very difficult. Why? Because I know I talked to my guys over at Muskego High School, and because they got like a huge grid. They were talking about how tough it is just to make sure that you have everybody sectioned off the way they should be. So you just got to know who's in and who's not. So I'm okay with the deadline. I know a lot of players are kind of upset and wishing that they had more time.
What about you, Leroy?
Well, yeah, I'd like it to be more flexible. I'd like for Lorenzo Cain to try to come back if he wanted to. I would like the 6 or 7 guys from New England to maybe want to come back after they made their decision.
See, I don't know if we don't like know that, Leroy. That's what we've been trying to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, can Lorenzo Cain come back? Did we figure that out yet?
Well, we just saw Nick Markakis do it in Atlanta.
Markakis.
He came back after opting out. So if he can do it, Lorenzo Cain can do it.
Yeah, Lorenzo missed a few more games, though. But, you know, he got 3 kids. And you also look at the WNBA. They have 0 cases. So what are they doing right in their bubble? And they're down there in a hot spot down in Florida. So it can be done, but it takes discipline. Well, women are smarter than men anyway, so I'm not surprised by WNBA. And I'm going to tell you something. If you've been missing their games, they've been putting in work. Those games have been very entertaining. So shout out to WNBA.
You've been watching, Roy?
Yes, I do, and I really enjoy it. Because some of these girls, I'm getting – because my goddaughter, you know, Morgan Gardner, she's going to play for God willing. She's going to be playing one day WNBA. But I didn't – a lot of the young ladies I weren't familiar with, and I never watched a lot of their games, you know, religiously, but I've been watching. And man, some of these girls are putting in some work, boy. And I'm just so excited for sports, but it has to be discipline. It really does. But I would open it up to answer your question, Joe. I would make it as flexible as possible for guys to, but Gary does make a great point, though. You got to kind of be in or out because I got to set my roster. But the caveat to that is they've expanded the rosters so you can have a little leeway. But if I want to come back, you know, a la Lou Williams, and I want to quarantine for 2 weeks, and if I'm in shape, then maybe I can help out and I can come and play. And then the money would be prorated anyway. So I wish it was more flexibility. Listen, this is a pandemic. So rules are going to change. As Gary, his best saying he's ever said, it's a fluid situation. That means as we're talking here today, what we're going to be talking about tomorrow can be totally different. And you just got to go with the fly. But if you're the NFL, I mean, just recently you released it. It wasn't going to be no fans first 2 games. So they're every little bit putting out a little bit, you know, no preseason games. Okay, fine. So if a guy wants to come back, I'm okay with it.
All right. Well, there you go. So that's
there
the
you go.
Or if a guy wants to leave.
All right.
That's Leroy Butler
Leroy Butler.
Yeah. There's Gary Ellerson repeating what I'm saying.
A guy may see an Instagram model on FaceTime want to go get married. Let him go get married and come back. I'm all right with that.
All right. Yeah, flexibility is everything, but I do agree with Gary. You do have to plan if you're the NFL. So you do have to make a decision. But again, I can't fault anyone if they have a loved one that has COVID-19 and they got to bail, then you got to bail. That's just, it's just what it is right now. Well, here's one thing. One thing's for certain. We are all in, right? I mean, we are all in. Yeah. And it don't matter where you go in the state of Wisconsin, we are staying all in and staying 6 feet apart, keeping gatherings small. These are good ways that we can all help each other as we try to defeat this nasty virus. Be a good neighbor. Show us how you are all in by using the hashtag #WeAreAllIn. You can learn more at WeAreAllInWI.com. On the other
there's a difference between required and recommended. Totally different.
Right. Correct. Yes. Yes. So,
but we're all in here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Here on the Wendy's Big Show, we are certainly all in. On the other side, quick little break. We will talk with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Get the latest.
Woody.
Yes.
Woody.
Get Woody's thoughts on everything that's going on right now up there. We got Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane coming up as well at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, too, at 6 o'clock here on The Fan, it's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show with Tim Allen. And then Brewers and... Not so used to saying Brewers and White Sox this week. It's been a long series.
I know, right?
Brewers and Reds. The Reds come to Miller Park for the first of three in the weekend series. So Tim will get you ready.
A lot of people pick the Reds, so I want the Brewers to blow them out tonight.
Well, the Reds. I hope so, Leroy. You know, me too. If you think the Brewers are off to a slow start, the Reds are off to an even slower start. So we'll see how this series goes. Because the Reds, everyone was telling them to be the best in the division. So all that coming up as well here on The Fan. Ryan Wood coming up next. Wendy's Big Show here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. I'm Radio Joe, and for Sparky, there's the two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Dustin Johnson, like he done gained weight.
Who?
Dustin Johnson.
That dude had no fat on him nowhere.
Like he done picked up some weight, Roy.
No.
I think he's... I haven't seen Dustin Johnson normal. Yet, but he's probably wearing normal. Something
no, he
thicker
just
because
just
it's...
Now.
Well, it is a little cool out in San
Fran.
He's got
short sleeves on.
It's 60. He got a vest on, though.
Yeah, white vest.
I don't get the vest and the shirt. Short sleeve shirt. I don't get that one, Gary.
Well, your chest. Keep your chest. Know your mama used to tell you cover up your chest?
Yeah.
Put keep his chest covered chest. Up. Huh?
Put that sass on his chest. That'll open him up.
Yeah. Keep his chest covered up. That's why you have a vest?
Do I have a vest?
Yeah, do you wear a vest when you golf?
Do you have a white belt? You got a white belt.
I got the white belt, yes. Yes.
You have a vest, Joe?
No vest. No.
I just bought one last year, Joe.
Why?
Because you use it like keep the wind off your chest.
I ain't never heard of that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Keep the wind off your chest.
If you go to my Instagram page, I got a black golf vest on at the Rose Bowl. Ooh,
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Rose Bowl.
But you
Bowl's
wasn't
cool.
golfing. Were you golfing?
No.
What it was on the golf course.
But was you golfing?
What'd I say, Leroy?
You were just styling.
Just
that's
say,
different.
Hitting it right, man. Huh?
He that's a good shot to be in that trap right there. He can get it down and two for birdie right there.
No, you're gonna fly the green,
Gary. Bro. I can't find your vest on Instagram. I don't.
Yeah,
see.
I got a black vest on Instagram. You can't even tell, Joe. I got it on with short sleeve too.
I done told Jen to take this man to get him checked out, but she won't take him. This man need to be checked
what you
out.
What
mean man.
Checked out? What you talking
you
about?
Ever since you try to get her to tell you about the ribs on there, you getting on folks' nerves, man. We trying to do a show. You bother. She trying to make the ribs in the oven, and you yelling and screaming. And Joe, this
I
guy did an 8 minute.
Doing it, man.
He did an 8 minute read.
Joe, you
for
see
Roberts.
The one me sitting down. Joe, you see the one me sitting down with the San Gabriel Mountains
just
behind
say yes.
me.
Joe, just say yes, please.
I got the red. I got the red Bucky badge and bucket hat on.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm looking at it too, Gary.
Huh? You ain't looking at it. That's a black vest.
I liked it. I liked the page. What are you talking about? And I like all your pictures. What are you talking about?
You ain't like
all
it.
Right. Well,
that's a black vest, Joe. Yeah.
I did like the page, man.
I can't find it on here. You can follow Gary, by Instagram. The way, at G Ellerson. You can, man, I'm on Instagram
reset,
too, at Radio Joe Sports. You can follow me there.
I liked it. Leroy ain't like. I don't see your name on here, Leroy. You ain't like.
I'm that. At the bottom, man.
Well, I mean, you ain't from Miami, is you?
Leroy, what's your Instagram account handle?
Official_LeroyButler. I don't use Instagram that much.
Got some stuff on here. You got some videos and some selfies. And
Joe, how the hell you find his Instagram? You can't find mine.
No, I found your Instagram, but I don't. Maybe I'm blind as a bat. I don't see a vest.
Hey, Instagram
Joe,
got something
I'm
like
I'm sitting
TikTok
down
now.
On the ground, Joe. I'm sitting down on the ground with a cigar in my hand with a red hat on.
With a red hat. No.
San Gabriel Mountains right behind
you. Do you got a cigar? That's what I need to know.
Gary, I don't see this. I don't.
Yeah.
Joe,
my
just
Instagram,
say yes,
Gary Ellerson. You didn't see that?
Don't see it. I'm sorry, man. I don't see
let me
it.
Give you, I'm gonna give you in sequence. Let me give you in sequence, Joe.
Just screenshot sequence. It.
In
and
that
text
block,
it to me.
In that block. No, in that block, I'm promoting Leroy for the Hall of Fame. Okay. I got on my page, I got Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, modern day era finest. I got that. Next to that, I got my cousin at the game, Richard Kirtley. Next to that, I got my boy
Kirtley.
What's my lawyer friend name, Leroy?
Oh,
Michael Hart.
Michael
got me
Hart.
A picture of Michael Hart. And then next to that, I got another picture of my
Jim Holaska. You got Ron Halstrom on here.
That's way Richard. Up top. That's way up top. I'm talking about right. I'm gonna get,
well,
get
you have back. A cool Rose Bowl pullover. That's not a vest, though.
No, it's a vest. Joe, it don't say Rose Bowl on it. I just got a red hat on.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
I'm sitting down on the ground, Joe.
I
it's right there in front.
I don't know. I
don't see no.
Just
hat,
screenshot it. Screenshot it. Do you know how to screenshot?
No.
Yeah, I taught him how to screenshot.
All right. Well, I
see it. He's sitting on the ground. He got a vest on. He got a cigar. He got a red hat.
All right.
Yeah,
Rose Bowl. Okay. All I know is I don't wear a vest.
Joe liked it. You liked the picture, Joe.
I don't know where it is. I can't find it on here.
But you liked it.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it looked like.
Oh, okay. He's sitting on the ground in the parking lot, drinking. I'm sorry, smoking a cigar.
Smoking
got a red
a cigar.
Hat on.
He does that. He's
on the golf course, Joe. What it on the golf course, Joe?
And he got his flip-flops on.
Flip-flops.
His feet real
got
ashy.
Got the flip-flops on.
Yeah.
Look like you've been kicking some flour down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Gary, I'm sorry, man. I don't.
Joe, it says that you liked it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You liked the picture.
We need to move on.
We'll go ahead and move on.
We were supposed to have Ryan Wood. I think he got
tied
up. So,
okay.
No, he got tied up. He got tied up.
Fluid situation. We're efforting him.
When he coming on?
At some point, maybe. Or maybe Monday. I don't know. Mike Clemens is supposed to join us as well, coming up at 5:35.
Well, reset the lanes then, Joe.
All right, so
we'll take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Other side, it's Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, where we reset.
But you like the picture, Joe. You like this picture.
I don't remember.
I'm a screenshot. Yeah, I'm a screenshot. Send it to you in the break.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he?
Yeah, he liked it. I'll screenshot and send it to you, Joe. Go to a break.
I'm at Radio Joe Sports on Instagram, in case people care.
Yeah, we care. What do you mean? We love you. What are you talking about?
Joe, okay. Let me ask you this, Joe. Are you going this Kenosha Country Club thing? What's his girl name, Leroy?
Rachel.
Is Rachel going?
No.
Well, I don't know if they'll let her ride because of the pandemic, right?
No, they got to walk. Why is she going, Joe?
Because she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to watch me golf. I don't blame her. I took her to the AmFam Championship in Madison, Champions Tour, just to see if she'd be into that at all. I'm like, just come with me, see what you think. So she came, and it wasn't for her.
She was bored to death.
Yeah, she just wasn't into it. I mean,
it's
can't force her. So, I mean, if she ever wants to be my gallery at a tournament that I plan, that's great, but... it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not gonna make me.
Joe, you can let her be your caddy, Joe.
No,
you can carry your club.
Never.
No, but if she give him the wrong club, he's going to turn into Sparky. I don't want him yelling at her.
Yeah, he might.
Never.
Yeah, he
might. All right, enough about my golf game. Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane is next as we reset the big topics discussed on the
Let's
big show.
Ooh, Tiger put that thing right next to the pin, cuz.
All right, that's good to see. Wendy's big show continues next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.